Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Kevin is looking for a second date update with Hannah, and he's going to walk us through it. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going good. We read the email. If you could kind of share what happened with our listeners and bring everyone up to speed, that'd be great.
Yeah, got to be honest with you. I never thought I'd be placing this call, but here I am, unfortunately.
You know, we've actually had people who are not real big fans of Second Date Update actually come around and use Second Date Update when they find themselves in your situation.
That's because it's a service we're providing. I mean, it really is. Is there anybody else that's going to do this for you?
That's what I was going to say. I don't know where else to go, so this is my only option.
We're happy to have you.
We will be your last resort.
So what happened with Hannah?
She's disappeared on me, and I don't know why. We met on Tinder during the quarantine. You know, both of us were out of work at the time.
Mm-hmm.
With everything opening back up, she actually just went back to work, but I'm still at home, kind of sitting on my thumb, I guess.
Still grounded? You furloughed or laid off, or what's the situation?
Yeah, I'm furloughed right now, and they're just kind of waiting to see how things develop before they start bringing people back on.
Gotcha. Are we allowed to ask what you do, or you don't want to say?
No, I actually work for the WWE.
Really?
They got rid of 40% of their staff, and I was one of the 40% strong.
We're talking about wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So basically, she's gone back to work. I'm still at home. So I don't know. I'm thinking maybe she just got busy, but I kind of have a feeling that that's not it. We went to a social distance restaurant, ate and drank and talked for a couple hours. She made it clear that she didn't want to have any physical contact right now because of the whole corona thing. And, you know, I get it. Not going to pressure her. So, you know, I didn't even try to hug or kiss her or whatever, nothing like that.
Yeah.
But honestly, even without any of that stuff, I thought we did have a pretty good level of chemistry there. And, you know, we were really vibing off of one another. And I did get the feeling that she was into me. I could just tell by the way she was looking at me and, you know, what we were talking about and all the stuff. So that's why I'm calling you guys today. I don't know what went wrong. Hoping you can help me figure it out.
It is kind of weird, though, like when you're out of work, because I've been through that experience in between jobs where like all my friends are working and I'm not. And I'm like, what could they be possibly doing that they haven't returned my phone call immediately? You know?
Well, I mean, you know, not even a text, you know?
I know.
Like, yeah. Or what is it?
Something.
A minute?
And you get the distinct feeling it's more than just busy. You think it's related to you or something you did.
Yeah.
If someone wants to talk to you, they talk to you. If they don't, they don't. So I'm kind of trying to speak not.
And the man wants to know why. Is that too much to ask?
I mean, if you're going to let me go. But at least tell me, you know? We had a good time.
Give you something.
That sounds fair.
Hey,
that's what Second Date Update was built on, my friend.
Like, can't we just communicate? For the love of Pete, have we learned nothing?
I mean, it's like we've learned nothing.
Nothing. Nobody's listening.
Well, Kevin, let us do this. We got to take a break anyway, so I'll put you on hold, and Fritch will get Hannah's phone number from you, and when we come back, we'll call her up and see what she thought of you and doing that socially distancing dining date with you. Coming up next, Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. So Kevin met Hannah during quarantine, met on Tinder, and when they finally got together, they went out to eat at, you know, one of those social distancing restaurants that is open but adhering to best practices. And he really thought she was into him, yet he hasn't heard from her. Now, she has gone back to work, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Maybe she's busier. Kevin's still furloughed. I don't know. But Kevin thinks it's worth a phone call. And when a woman gets under a man's skin like that,
what's he to do?
I mean, what is it about Hannah that separates her from other women for you? This is not the first time you've been blown off, is it, Kevin?
No. Not that it's a regular thing either, but I don't know. Maybe it's just because we went through quarantine and, you know, I haven't been around that many people and I finally found someone that I really liked and we got along really well and we could talk really easily. So just to kind of go back to, I guess, the solitude kind of sucks.
I hear you.
So maybe that's...
Well, you felt a connection with this one, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's call her up then.
Okay.
This is that deep breath moment, Kevin.
Hello?
Hannah.
Who's this?
Hannah, it's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
We got you on speakerphone. Everybody's here.
You guys, I listen to this all the time. I love you guys.
Well, thank you. We love you. Happy Listener Appreciation Month.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
We're not calling about that, though.
No.
I was just trying to soften her up a little bit.
I know. Wait. I don't want her to get too excited.
Right. Is the second date update?
It is a second date update.
Yeah.
I've always thought it would be so cool to get one of those calls.
Wow.
Do you still feel that way now that you're actually on the spot?
Well, over the last few years, I would have had some really good ones for you, but I've only gone on one date in the past few months, so I'm guessing that's what this is about.
Yeah, we're talking about Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin misses you. I know you've been busy and you went back to work recently.
Yeah.
Is that all it is, or is there more to the story?
There's no polite way to say this, really, but Kevin is kind of what's wrong with America.
What?
Right now.
What?
Well, there's a lot of things going on right now that people could say are wrong with America.
Not the only thing.
So, which piece is he representing?
What are we talking? Did he litter? Rolling stop? Doesn't use a turn signal?
Maybe, but you guys, he has been sitting at home watching ESPN all day and collecting unemployment, which, like, hey, I get it. We all had to stay home for a while, like, no real choice there. I did too. But the difference here is that as soon as I was able to go back to work and making an honest living, I did. He could have gone back weeks ago, but has chosen not to because he likes sitting at home and staring at the TV and watching the money come in for nothing.
Well, we were kind of left with the impression that he was still furloughed.
That's interesting.
What? Well, let's ask him. Kevin, you still with us?
Yes, I was furloughed. And yes, they have, since the restrictions have lifted, they have had some people in the company come back. However, I have legit reasons for staying at home. First of all, I'm high risk. I have asthma, and I don't want to get sick. You know, I'm being responsible, and I'm not spreading disease around. You know,
I'm sorry, but
corona hasn't gone anywhere. Yeah, the restrictions have been
lifted. Being responsible, you're going to restaurants, you've gone shopping. You even went to a couple of the protests. I just think that you're being a lazy opportunist, and I have zero respect for that.
I've been wearing my mask, and I've been social distancing. I've been doing all the right things.
So you can do that shopping and at restaurants and in a crowd of people, but not at your desk at work?
What do you want me to do? You want me to lock myself in my closet? Would that make you feel like I was more responsible? I'm following the guidelines. I'm just not working right now.
Kevin, were you employed full-time with the WWE?
Yeah, full-time job.
Any prediction as to when you might be heading back to work?
When I don't feel like my health and livelihood is in jeopardy.
Right.
You know, I don't feel a need to rush to go back to work when cases are still sprouting up because, you know, nobody's distancing anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just unclear on how being surrounded by hundreds of people tightly packed together at these protests, for example, is any safer for you.
Just because I go to a protest does not mean I'm at the front of the line charging forward in the vast sea of people. You can go to a protest and still keep your distance from everyone.
I just don't think this is really about health. I just think you don't feel like going to work.
I'm not lazy. Hannah, what are you going to do if I go back to work and I get corona and then I pass away? Would that make you feel better because I wasn't being lazy and I went back to work?
No, I don't want you to get coronavirus. I think that if you feel comfortable doing all the other things you've been doing, it doesn't really make any sense that you... couldn't go back to work.
You feel like his behavior's been inconsistent and maybe he's exaggerating the risk?
Yes, I do. Mm. Like, I understand that the risk exists, but
it's all fun.
It's not like he's holding himself up at home and not doing anything.
Gotcha.
All right. Kevin, I'm sorry.
No, you know, to be quite honest with you, I feel a lot better after this conversation.
Good.
We told you we'd get you help and get you some answers.
Yeah,
and
some answers. Right? Yeah. Here we are.
All right. Yeah. Well, Hannah, thank you for taking the call and at least having the conversation with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Tim literally just put his mask on because he's about to venture outside of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Being responsible.
Well, take care, Hannah. Hope you have a great day at work.
I will. Thanks.
See ya.
All righty. If you need our help with a second date update, just send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.